The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News
Update
with your host,
David Cann. Hello everyone and welcome to Tech Chat with David Cannon. Today it's time for a Friday news update, so we'll go over the most exciting tech news from the last 2 weeks. So let's get going. Google have announced some pretty cool new stuff at a Google event earlier this month. They announced the Google Pixel 2 XL smartphone, which has a 6-inch bezel-less OLED QHD Plus screen and the highest rated smartphone camera ever, just like the original Google Pixel had last year. And it's got a similar feature to the iPhone 7's portrait mode, but it does it with software rather than hardware. This means that it can have one camera instead of needing two cameras, and it can perform the same effect with the front camera as well as the back camera. It's also got a fingerprint sensor on the back of the phone, two speakers on the front of the phone, a new feature called Google Lens, which can recognize objects and buildings and tell you more about them, kind of like Bixby Vision, a feature that allows you to trigger the Google Assistant, Google's rival to Siri, by squeezing the phone, and an always-on display that recognizes music in the background. So if you hear a song you like, then all you've got to do is take out your phone and look at the always-on display and it will tell you the name of the song. So if you're watching a Tech Chat with David Cannon video and you hear a really cool song, the Google Pixel 2 could tell you what the song is. Pretty cool. They also announced the Google Pixel 2, which is pretty much the same but with a smaller screen. In fact, Google actually made a point of this during the event while mocking Apple by announcing that they don't reserve features for the larger device, mocking the iPhone 10, which has quite a few features that the smaller and cheaper iPhone 8 doesn't. You can pre-order both phones now. The Google Pixel 2 costs £629, while the Google Pixel 2 XL costs £799. That's still about £200 less than the iPhone 10. And I'd say it's a better phone than the iPhone 10. So it could be a really good phone to go for. They also announced the Google Pixel Buds, which costs £160 and let you access the Google Assistant, and they do real-time translation via Google Translate as well, which is pretty cool. And they're wireless, so you don't need to connect them to a headphone jack to start using them, which is good because neither of the Google Pixel 2 smartphones have a headphone jack, which is kind of annoying, but then most phones don't these days, unfortunately. We also saw a new Chromebook called the Google Pixelbook, which comes with the Google Assistant built in, and it even works with a new stylus called the Google Pixelbook Pen, which you can use to circle stuff you're looking at on the Pixelbook, and the Google Assistant will pop up and try and recognize what you've circled, which is really cool. It also runs Android apps and has a touchscreen for using as a tablet. And it costs £999. There were also two new Google Home devices, the Google Home Mini, which is basically a smaller version of the Google Home and has the Google Assistant, which can answer pretty much any question you ask it. And it costs £49. However, Google had to issue an update that prevented the Google Home Mini's voice recognition from being triggered by tapping the top of the device, because the Google Home Mini was accidentally triggered by what it thought were taps when it actually hadn't been tapped at all, meaning it would record random pieces of conversation, which is pretty creepy. And the Google Home Max, basically a massive $400 Google Home. It isn't available in the UK yet, so we don't have a price in pounds. That has really amazing sound quality, apparently. Finally, there was an update to Google's Daydream VR headset and Google Clips, a camera that automatically records video clips and saves them to a phone app, which many people thought was really creepy. Amazon also had some pretty big announcements. They announced a new Amazon Echo, which is smaller to catch up with a certain other smart speaker, Google Home, has new fabric and wood and metal bases, which sounds like a feature from another smart speaker, Google Home, and has a cheaper price to try and catch up with a certain other smart speaker. Get the feeling it's trying to compete with another smart speaker here. It will cost about £90 and you can pre-order it now. From Amazon, obviously. They also announced the new Amazon Echo Plus, which comes with a smart home hub built in. So you can connect smart home devices like smart light bulbs and smart plugs straight out of the box. You don't need something like the Philips Hue Bridge or something like that. I think that's a fantastic idea, and they even threw in a free Philips Hue light bulb to demonstrate that fact. They also announced that the Echo Show is coming to the UK. By the way, the Echo Show is a smart speaker with a screen. Echo buttons, I think they're called, which connect to the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot and Echo Plus and probably the Echo Show to allow you to interact with skills. And the Echo Connect, a box that connects to your phone to allow you to make and receive phone calls through your Amazon Echo smart speaker. They also announced a new version of the Amazon Fire TV streaming box, which allows you to watch stuff from apps like BBC iPlayer, ITV Hub, and of course Amazon Prime Video, this time in 4K, just by plugging it into the TV. And earlier this week, they announced the new Kindle Oasis e-reader, or a new version of it. It costs £229. Pretty expensive, but it's got a 7-inch screen and is now waterproof, which is pretty cool. And Oculus, a company owned by Facebook that make VR headsets, have announced a new standalone virtual reality headset called the Oculus Go. It will cost $199, no UK price yet, and it doesn't need to be connected to a computer. That's the latest news.